The Art of Living a Life You Love, Chapter 9. Work You Love is a Gift of Joy. Step into the light. Share your gifts and talents with the world. Cheryl Richards. What is work you love to do? It's work you enjoy doing. It's work that helps you grow and become more of yourself. It's work you enjoy so much you would do it free of charge, and yet, because you love it, you're able to get so good at it that you do get paid for the work you do. Work you love to do makes you feel more alive. It challenges you to grow, and it gives you a feeling of making a contribution. Doing work you love is a gift you give to all who are in your circle of influence. Whether your work is caring for your family, painting pictures, designing jewelry, creating music, singing, dancing, teaching, being a doctor, or whatever you feel called to do, it is a gift of joy you give to those who benefit from the love you put into your work. The key to discovering work you love is to focus on your strengths, what you really love to do, the things that give you a feeling of happiness just to do them. By listening to your heart, you will be guided to work you love. We each have a unique set of talents and abilities, gifts, that we are meant to express during our lifetime. Our unique talents and abilities begin to expand when we love what we do. Answering questions, such as the ones that follow, can help you remember what you enjoy doing so you can do more of it. The questions can also help you begin to imagine what work you would enjoy doing next. Whether you are just starting to look for work you would love to do, or have been doing work you love already, it's always a good idea to have some ideas of new things you would like to learn. Even work you love can get too easy, so in order to always love the work you do, you'll need to continue to follow your heart and learn about things that interest you. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper along with your favorite pencil or pen. Answer the following questions on paper. Write quickly. Let the answers just pour out of your pencil or pen onto the page. What do I love? What do I enjoy doing? What makes me feel most alive? What subjects fascinate me? How do I like to spend my time? What books do I like to read? What movies do I enjoy? What kind of work interests me? What kind of work would include the things I love to do? What would I like to learn how to do? What work makes me feel jealous? Who does work I would love to do? How did you answer the questions? Your answers can help you decide what kind of work you would like to do. Your work can feel like play when it includes your strengths and things you like to do. There are some great writing exercises in the books Wishcraft by Barbara Sher and Work with Passion, How to Do What You Love for a Living by Nancy Anderson. A passion, according to Nancy Anderson, is an activity that fascinates you. It is something that you want to learn about, and moving in the direction of mastering it gives you a great sense of satisfaction. Cheryl Richardson also has a live lecture on CDs called Finding Your Passion that has some very helpful ways to help you remember what you love to do and what you feel passion for doing. As Cheryl points out, passion can be related to your work, or it can be a passion for a hobby. I suggest getting at least one of these books and listening to Cheryl's CDs. By thinking about what you feel passionate about, you will feel more alive. I have found when work is a passion, it's something you enjoy doing that also benefits other people. By paying attention to what interests me, I have felt inspired to keep learning, and that allows me to explore more of what I love to do. You can have several passions, but if you want to get really good at one of them, you will need to decide to focus on it and do the rest later. What I know for sure is that if you keep learning, you will cultivate a feeling of passion for working. If you ever get to a point where you feel stuck or bored in the work that you're doing, it's time to find some new passions to pursue. Finding work you love to do is like putting together a puzzle. Each clue you find helps you see more of what you want to do. Clues that you are doing work that is wrong for you. 1. You're only doing it for the money. 2. You're doing it to please someone else. 3. You just want to get it done as quickly as possible. 4. You feel bored when you're doing it. 5. You daydream about doing something you love. Clues that you're doing work you love. 1. You would want to do it even without being paid. 2. You want to master it because it makes you feel good to do it. 3. You lose track of time while you're doing it. 4. You feel more like yourself while you're doing it. 5. You feel excited because you're getting paid to be yourself. What would you like to learn to do? Some of the things you love to do can start as hobbies, and some of the things you love to do might stay hobbies. It's okay if you enjoy doing something, but not enough to do it all of the time. I still love to sing with my favorite songs on CDs while in the car with my son and or husband. It's fun to sing with them by the campfire at my family's ranch, too. I realize now that the lifestyle that went with being a singer in a band wouldn't have been right for me. But I do want to feel comfortable being on stage singing so I can sing songs at live workshops and conferences about loving life. I feel inspired to share what I've learned that can help other people feel great about themselves and live a life they love. What really inspires me about being a singer is the idea of being on stage and helping people feel good. I love to inspire them to let themselves sing and dance for the joy of it. What do you like to do just for the fun of it? Everything you enjoy doing is an important part of your life. Make time to pursue the things that are hobbies or passions of yours. Some of them may end up being work you love and get paid to do. Whether your passion is for fun or for paid work or for both, your life will be more enjoyable. The rewards of work you enjoy. Doing what you love for a living means focusing on your strengths. Happy people know that focusing on their strengths allows them to become very good at what they love to do. Unhappy people focus on trying to change themselves and believe they need to try to eliminate their weaknesses. If you want to love the life you're living, you must focus on your strengths. Develop, enjoy, and share your strengths. Enjoy being yourself and focus on what you love. Enjoy climbing your mountains. When your work feels like play, it's easy to get so good at it that you can end up making more money than you ever have before. The rewards you receive for doing work you love include money and feelings of accomplishment, along with the joy that comes from giving what you're here to give. As Earl Nightingale taught us, our rewards in life will always be in direct proportion to our service. When you're doing work you love, it's enjoyable to go the extra mile and provide the best service possible. Make it a habit to ask yourself, what do I love to do? And who is doing work I want to do? The answers you receive will be unique to you. Focus on work you love and feel a passion for doing. Give what you're here to give and the rewards will follow. Your rewards in life will always be in direct proportion to the service you provide. By doing work you love, your service is greater. An environment of encouragement. Once you discover what it is you love to do, you need to take a good look at your environment. Just as a plant needs sun, soil, water, and nutrients to grow to its full potential, people need the sunshine of encouragement, the soil of community and belonging, and the water of knowledge. Being surrounded with people who encourage you boosts your courage and inspires you to keep learning and growing. Studies show that the biggest difference in whether people develop and use their full potential or not is found in who they have to help them, encourage them, and give them the support they need when they are feeling shaky and unsure. I remember hearing it said that when you feel both fear and excitement, it's usually a sign that what you're doing will help you grow so you can make a bigger contribution. Doing what excites you can feel scary, but it is the blend of fear and excitement that means you're moving in the direction of your dreams. You will find more about the combination of fear and excitement in the next chapter. A blend of fear and excitement is necessary as part of creating your heart's desires and living your dreams. I feel very lucky to have the love, support, and encouragement I get from my family, my friends, and my coach. Their words of encouragement are like warm sun, rich soil, and water. They help me learn and grow. Trying to do it all alone is hard. Having people who want to help you makes it easy to begin and can also keep you moving in the direction of your goals. If you grew up in a family that told you to give up on your dreams and just be practical, you may have forgotten what you really love to do. Some of us grew up in families that told us to be practical, and some of us heard those words from teachers or coaches while growing up. Teachers who are blocked creatively can be very discouraging for the students in their classes. In Barbara Sher's book, Wishcraft, she describes the kind of environment that helps to create winners. One of the most helpful things is to be in a family that encourages you to proceed and is excited for you when you do. If you grew up in that kind of family, you have positive role models that can help you learn from their experience. They can also introduce you to other people who can help you know what to do. What is your family like? In Wishcraft, Barbara Sher asks you to imagine what might have been if you had grown up in a family in which you were given help in discovering what you love to do and were encouraged to do it. Following are some questions for you to answer. Was I given help in discovering what I would love to do? Was I encouraged to explore all of my talents and interests? Was I told that I would be loved no matter what? Was I surrounded by people who were doing work they love? If you can answer yes to these questions, you are lucky. What if your own family doesn't give you the encouragement and help you need to move toward your dreams? You can get help from people who are doing what you most want to do. At first, you might need to have role models and mentors that you've never met. You can still model their beliefs and actions by observing what they do, what they say, and what they believe. The people in your life have their own agendas, and sometimes they will discourage you from doing something because they tried to do it and failed. They may want to keep you from getting hurt, but maybe you are meant to do it, and it is worth the risk of trying for yourself. Be very careful who you believe when it comes to dreams of work you love. If you were lucky enough to grow up in a family who told you that you could be anything you wanted and still be loved by them and by other people, and were given help to find out what you wanted to do and how to do it, you're luckier than most people. My husband and I have made it a point to encourage our son, Xander, to explore his interests. He has always been a dedicated student, and from middle school through high school, showed an interest in filmmaking. He created films for many school projects. Xander graduated from Chapman University with a BFA in film production and an emphasis on film editing. His first job after graduating was working as an assistant editor for an ABC TV reality show called Wipeout. It's been wonderful to watch him grow as a person and do work he loves for a living. Reading what Barbara Sher has to say in her book Wishcraft can help parents remember what they love to do. It can also help them give their children the gift of an environment that creates winners. If you are a parent, you can help your child or children discover what they would love to do and encourage them while they're learning to do it. How I found work I love to do. I remember how confused I felt when I first began the search for work I would love to do. The idea of doing what you love for a living sounded wonderful, but up to that point in my life, I had been told to be practical and to just get a job and keep it. Who told me to be practical? My grandmother on my dad's side. My dad was neutral. He didn't encourage me, yet he didn't discourage me either. He wasn't doing work he loved to do, so he was never an example for me in that way. My mom was doing what she loved, being a mom. She had always wanted to go to art school after high school, but she had an art teacher who told her to forget it. The teacher said it would be a waste of her time. Her teacher's opinion caused my mom to give up on her desire to go to art school, even though her uncle had said that he would pay for it. Why do we believe people who tell us to give up on our dreams? Maybe it's because we feel it would be too good to be true if we were meant to do what we dream of doing. But what if it really is what we're meant to do? I began to see books about doing what you love in bookstores. I bought some of the books, and they inspired me to begin the search for work that was right for me. The more I read about it, the more I longed to find work I'd love to do. I wanted to feel passion and joy when I thought of my work. I longed to do work that used more of my mind, strengths, interests, and talents. When I was growing up, I never heard people talk about doing what you love for a living. Adults always seemed to ask children, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" During the time when I was growing up, the main answers that were expected for girls were to be a mom, wife, teacher, nurse, hairdresser, or if you were really smart, perhaps a writer, or really talented, maybe a singer or actress or artist. My mom loved being a mom, and her love of babies and children made me want to be a mom someday. Being a mom seemed like fun. I remember having toys that had to do with being a mom, a nurse, and a teacher. My Susie Smart doll was a student, and I got to be her teacher. Now I think it would have been great to have adults ask, "What kind of things would you love to do?" It took some wrong turns to find work that was right for me, but the results have been well worth it. I'll tell you the story of how I went from believing other people's opinions of what I should do to feeling the joy of doing work I love. My passions and dreams. While growing up, I developed a passion for singing songs and reading books. My first dreams were to be a singer and a writer. The words in songs and the words in books had the power to transport me to new and joyful feelings about life. They helped me feel love, and they were what gave me the most joy. Reading books and singing along with music on my radio made me feel good. I loved to sing with the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, and other singers I heard on the Top 40 radio station. I remember riding my horse and singing to him. I remember singing for my family. I loved the feelings the combination of words and music created for me. The songs helped me express how I wanted to feel. They were about love, connection with other people, being happy, and having fun. Warnings from my grandmother. My dad's mother was the only grandmother I had while growing up because my mom lost both of her parents when she was a teenager. My grandmother was certain that she knew what was right for everyone in our family. One summer, when I was 12 years old, I overheard her telling my mom that I should forget about singing. It hurt to hear her say those words. I had felt so excited when my mom and dad showed me how to use their tape recorder to record myself singing. Because she sounded so certain, I believed my grandmother and quit singing for a very long time. Grandma also told me to be careful what I put in writing. She made me feel afraid to put my thoughts and feelings on paper. Even now, I can see her watching me try to type on the typewriter in her art studio. She was very sure that it was a bad idea to write and that it was a dangerous thing to do for some reason. Grandma was always so certain she was right that she was very convincing. To this day, I have never found out why she thought it was such a bad idea to write. I wonder what caused her to develop that belief. The warnings from my grandmother about writing, combined with the frustration of trying to write on a typewriter, caused me to want to avoid writing. Retyping the same page until there were no mistakes was frustrating, and I felt like it was a waste of time. And yet there was still a part of me that secretly wished I could write books. Going to bookstores with my friends during the summer was fun. I loved books. Two of my favorite friends were good letter writers, and one friend was a good singer. Looking back on my high school years, I realized that I was standing in the shadows of what I wanted to do. Those friends were probably in my life to teach me that words could be expressive and communicate feelings to other people. My high school friends never did write books or sing for a living, but they helped me develop a stronger desire to be able to communicate feelings by writing and singing. My grandmother's desires for me. My grandmother wanted me to be an artist. She decided very early in my life that I was the one who was supposed to be an artist and follow in her footsteps. She wanted me to paint pictures using oil paints and palette knives. I did think it was fun watching her mix colors with her huge array of oil colors in big and small tubes with the name and color on them. Color was how she got me interested in art and how she enticed me toward being more like her. Grandma was doing what she loved to do. She loved to paint with her oil paints in the art studio that Grandpa had created for her. There were beautiful paintings on the walls in her studio and throughout her home. Her art studio smelled of oil paints and linseed oil. She had brushes of every size, shape, and color. I liked playing with the paint colors and mixing them to create new colors, tints, shades, and variations of the originals. What I didn't enjoy was painting pictures. Grandma loved painting pictures, and she made it look easy to do. But trying to make the colors turn into a picture was hard work for me. Grandma enrolled me in an art course that came in the mail. I remember that I never wanted to do the assignments. Being in a room alone with the paints, brushes, and assignments was a lonely feeling. After high school, I decided to move to a city near my grandmother to attend college. I got a lot of encouragement from Grandma to major in art. It didn't feel like it was right for me, but I didn't know what else to do. Since Grandma seemed so certain that I should be an art major, and I felt so uncertain about what to do, I decided to do what she thought was right for me. I began taking art classes and a variety of general education classes at a college near her home. Although my grandmother sent me some mixed messages about what she thought I should do and discouraged me from doing what I dreamed of doing at age 12, she was an inspiring teacher for me in many ways. For example, I remember her saying that sometimes mistakes can turn out even better than what you were planning to do in the first place. There were many reasons why I loved to spend time with my grandparents, and I learned many positive lessons from each of them. Living near them while I was going to college was a good experience, and I'm glad to have had that time with the two of them. Standing in the shadows. While going to college, I needed to work, so I found a part-time job selling records at a big record store. I liked working with music playing, and it was fun to see and hear so many albums. While waiting to sign up for my classes at the college, I met a boy who was in a local rock band. We had fun talking as we waited in line. The next week, I found out that one of the boys at work was in the same band. It was through these two that I met one of my most treasured friends of all time. These three friends were doing what I had wanted to do when I was 12. My favorite thing to do was to watch my friends play music. I was standing in the shadows of people who were doing what I had wanted to do. I liked going to my college classes, but I still felt confused about why I was there at all. I tried classes in photography and fashion design, and I liked them less than my art classes. I was interested in psychology, so I signed up for a class, but the course was all about mental illness and was depressing. What I wanted to learn was how to feel happy and have more friends. After graduating with an art degree, I decided to move home and think it over. At the time, my youngest sister was going to beauty college as part of her last year in high school. Visiting her there gave me the idea to try it myself. Because I felt lonely, the idea of working in a hair salon sounded like it would be fun. As it turned out, meeting and talking with people who came into the salon was fun. While working there, I learned about hair, makeup, and fashion, things I knew very little about before working there. The experience helped me have more confidence in how I looked, and it also reminded me that what matters most to me is what people are like inside. I loved meeting new people and talking with them. What I didn't like was working in a place that smelled of hairspray and other strong chemicals. Plus, I didn't really care about how people wanted to wear their hair. Working in a salon environment can be great if you really love hair, makeup, and fashion and don't mind the chemicals, but it's not the right work or environment for me. I did like talking with people and using my creativity. I wanted to find work that inspired me to keep learning and growing. It was clear that I needed to find work that would feel right for me. Music and graphic design. While searching for work I'd love to do, I met my husband. He had been a professional musician for many years before I met him, but had gotten tired of the lifestyle. When we got married, he had been a graphic designer for several years. While thinking about what I would love to do for a living, I realized that I might enjoy creating layouts for books. During the first few years we worked together, I got very good at doing the layout and production for newsletters and annual books we created. By noticing what I liked to do and focusing on these strengths, I was able to get very good at graphic design. Books had always been one of my favorite things, and now I was able to create them on my computer. I was doing work that I enjoyed for a living, and it was a wonderful feeling. One of the best choices I made was to find my own areas of strengths, talents, and ways that I could make a contribution. Publication design, layout, and production became fun for me to do. Combining the words, images, and colors felt like play. My confidence grew with my ability to lay out complex newsletters, directories, and books. Finding work you love. If you received discouragement while growing up, it may take you a while to remember or discover what you love to do. What did you dream of doing, being, and becoming while you were growing up? If you grew up in a family that told you to forget your dreams of what you wanted to be, you'll need to let go of the belief that they were right. By finding people who believe in you and encourage you to go for your dreams, you can change how you perceive reality. Finding work you would love to do is a good start, but it also helps to receive encouragement from people who can help you move in the direction of your dreams. It seems fair to say that most of us have parts of our personal history that we would benefit from forgetting. If you allow your personal history to guide your choices in the present moments of your life, you'll stay stuck in the past. It's a good idea to learn from the mistakes you've made in the past, but the fact that you made mistakes only means you are learning. In my opinion, failure is when you stop learning, stop growing, and quit trying to go for your dreams. Feeling passionate about your work and your life energizes you and makes you feel excitement and joy. Love is a passionate and energizing force. Julia Cameron. From practical to passionate. My brother Dwayne was feeling confused and unhappy when we went for a walk in the woods several years ago. We talked about the work he had been doing to earn a living. He said he was only doing it because it seemed practical. It was not because it was fun. I asked him what he would love to do. Dwayne had been being practical for so long that he didn't know. The questions I asked him that day got him started on a search for work that would feel exciting to him. As he thought about what he would love to do, be, have, and give, answers began to show up. He realized that what he enjoyed most about his job as a real estate appraiser was taking photos of the houses. He had been trying to get his boss to buy a digital camera with no luck. Dwayne decided that he would find another job, buy a digital camera, and start learning all he could about taking beautiful photos. Once he was clear on what he enjoyed doing most, he asked if he could work in my husband's graphic design and photography business. Dwayne wanted to take photos to be used for the design projects. Dwayne's enthusiasm made it fun to have him at the office. And because the clients liked the photos he took, he was able to travel and got to go on photo adventures taking photos of hotels and scenic locations. Dwayne now has his own photography business. He takes photos and also coaches and teaches people what he's learned about photography and cameras. By doing work he enjoys, Dwayne feels inspired to keep learning more. The passion he has for photography, teaching, and coaching allows him to enjoy his work and help people take beautiful photographs. Examples of work as a gift of joy. At first, I thought this chapter was just about helping people find work they love. Then I realized that when you're doing work you love, from your heart, it benefits others. It's a gift of joy. Following are some examples of people who do work that is a gift of love and joy. My mom loved being a mother. She always made us feel like anything she could do for us was a gift of love and joy. It was seeing how much she loved being a mom that inspired me to want to be one myself. Whether she was cooking us a meal, preparing a holiday to remember, or knitting a scarf, she always did it with great love and joy. My husband, Dudley, is a creative and talented graphic designer and photographer. He enjoys branding and creating logos, brochures, and collateral designs for his clients. He has a gift for taking beautiful aerial and architectural photographs. His clients benefit from the talents he uses for graphic design and photography. He is also a talented musician with 2 albums of original songs that are gifts of joy. Our son Xander enjoys the work he does as a film editor. He loves acting, singing, performing, and creating films. Xander is also a talented musician. The songs Xander wrote and performed on the 2 albums with his dad are gifts of joy. My treasured friend Robert Berry has had a passion for playing music since about age 12. The joy he feels while creating his music can be felt when you listen to it. Whether he is creating his own songs, singing, playing music, or producing songs for someone else, he puts love and joy into the music. My treasured friend Lorraine Miller told me that she has loved cooking ever since she was a young girl. She is always watching cooking shows, buying cookbooks, and going to classes with her favorite chefs. She uses her passion for cooking to create wonderful food for events for her children's schools, as well as creating fabulous food as gifts for people. My friend Laurel Birch was a talented and creative artist. She began creating jewelry designs and doing paintings to give as gifts. The beautiful, colorful, and playful art she created gives joy to people all over the world. Your work can be a gift of joy to all who know you, as Laurel showed us. As Laurel has said, there is a very special place in all of us where we can sing and dance and celebrate our own spirit. Laurel's art reminds us to sing and dance, to have fun. The joy Laurel was feeling while creating her art can be felt when you're looking at prints, wearing her jewelry, a silk scarf, or having coffee in one of her mugs. Laurel's art inspires us to enjoy color and to use more of our creativity. Dr. Wayne Dyer started out as a teacher and psychologist. He decided to follow his heart and do what he felt called to do, which was write books and give talks. It was his first book that helped me see that my feelings come from my thoughts, and since I can choose what I think about, to a large degree I can control how I feel. If Dr. Dyer had done what people thought he should do, which was keep his teaching job, the world would be a very different place. The books he writes, the live talks he gives, and his audio programs are gifts of joy for people all over the world. Cheryl Richardson started out as a tax planner and realized what she loved was talking with the clients and helping them with planning their lives. She became a business coach first and then became popular as a life coach. Cheryl's books, live talks, recordings, and email newsletters are all gifts of love from her heart. Louise Hay began the work she loves to do in her early 50s. By listening to her heart and allowing it to guide her, she found work she loves, and by doing it, she has helped countless people feel good about themselves and heal their lives. Louise Hay's passion for learning and for life is inspiring. Louise Hay's books and I Can Do It cards have wonderful affirmations and positive statements, including some about finding joy in the work you do. Following are four of my favorite Louise Hay affirmations about appreciating and enjoying your work. My job allows me to express my talents and abilities, and I am grateful for this employment. The perfect job is looking for me, and we are being brought together now. The joy I find in my career is reflected in my overall happiness. I am appreciated and well compensated wherever I work. From blurry to clear. Doing what you love can help you easily drop negative or unhealthy habits. When you love how you're spending your days, there's no feeling of needing to numb yourself with alcohol or drugs. In my opinion, the reason so many people drink and do drugs is because they feel unhappy with their lives. It can also be because they're following others who have given up on their dreams. Feeling like you have nothing special to give can cause you to feel like escaping by drinking. I know these things because I've felt that way before, and I let myself be a follower for too many years. Drinking cocktails with friends and family can cause you to ignore bad feelings. It blurs dreams that seem too far away and can make you think you should just give up and do something easy. I'm thankful that I was inspired to avoid alcohol before and after my son was born. I learned to avoid things that mask the feelings warning me of the need to make some changes in my life. What I know now is that the only way to love my life is to be clear about how I feel and what I love to do. Choose a job you love, and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Confucius. Do you still enjoy your work? Work you love can become too easy after you've done it for some time. For example, after years of enjoying doing my graphic design work, it began to feel like drill because I'd done it so many times. I still enjoyed doing some of it, but needed more new things to do. After I began to feel my work was too easy, I started taking writing classes and workshops to learn more about subjects that interested me. I also joined Toastmasters, and now I enjoy giving speeches about what has helped me continue to love my life. All need to keep growing in order to feel joy. Do you feel bored or like you need a change? Has work you used to love become drill for you? Following are some questions to help you decide if it's time for new work. Do I feel excitement or dread on Monday mornings when starting the work week? Do I find myself daydreaming during work time? Do I count the hours until I can get to do what I really want to do? Do I feel inspired and challenged by my work? Who am I jealous of because they get to do work I would love to do? You need to do work you enjoy in order to love your life. If you're already doing work you love, you might want to consider what you would enjoy doing next. What I know now is that if you do the same thing for too long, your work can begin to feel boring. If you've been doing the same thing for a long time, perhaps it's time to find new work you'd enjoy. What sounds good to you? Work you love makes you feel fully alive because it challenges you to use your talents, skills, and interests. It makes you feel full of life because it's what you're really meant to do. Because you find it interesting, you automatically want to learn more about it. Money usually comes to those who love what they do because they become masters of their chosen work. Feeling excitement and having fun doing your work can cause you to get so good at what you do that you can be paid well for it. The feelings of growth that go with following your heart and doing what you love make it so enjoyable that in many cases, you would be willing to do the work whether or not you get paid to do it. Sometimes doing what you love is work you get paid for, and sometimes the rewards come to you as feelings of love, connection, fun, and joy in giving and making a contribution. Step into the light and share your talents and gifts with the world. You are here for a reason. You have strengths and talents that you can share. By focusing your energy on your strengths and doing what you love to do, you can make your own special kinds of contributions. Loving your work helps you love your life. Take the time to decide what you most enjoy doing and what you want to do next. Choose to find work you enjoy and then keep deciding what else you'd like to do. Find the things you enjoy doing, the things that make you feel most alive while you're doing them, and delegate things that other people can do better and enjoy more than you. Doing work you love makes life more fun for you and makes life better for those who benefit from what you do. Think of people who do work they love that enhance your life. Musicians, singers, actors, artists, authors, teachers, child care providers, parents, grandparents, doctors, lawyers, scientists, inventors, engineers, filmmakers, screenwriters, songwriters, photographers, graphic artists, architects, interior designers, landscape designers, software designers, hairdressers, makeup artists, fashion designers. The list is endless. Anyone who is doing work they love and are meant to do will feel good about their work and the contribution they make by doing it. Decide to love the work you do. Pay attention to how you feel about your work. Allow your heart to guide you to work you love. Feel your passion. Get great guides. Practice until you master your work. Visualize doing work you love. Play the edge and let yourself stretch and keep growing. When you put your love into your work, everyone benefits, including you. Work you love truly is a gift of joy. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how a wish your heart makes can inspire you to take the actions that will make your dream come true.